And out there this morning is Michael Hawks. He joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Disappointing you've had to scratch your two-year-old again?
Yeah, it is. But, look, that happens. You know, they've got to be 100% for him to take part. And just felt we'll just wait another day.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. He's missed the Merson Cooper and now today. Everything okay with the two-year-old torched?
Yeah, he's all good, Ray. He's just probably not 100%. As I said, it's a competitive field and, you know, taking on some smart horses by the looks of it. So, as I said, we've just got to get him 100% and wait for another day. But all's good. He's a nice horse going forward.
Fair enough. Michael, just while we've got you, can we just ask you about the track? The rail goes back 6 metres back to the inside. We spoke to Gerald earlier. He thinks the track's almost in perfect nick.
The track looks beautiful. I'm just walking in now from the middle, and it's we've had a good breeze, actually, and a lot of wind. So the track looks magnificent, a lot of good grass cover, and I think it's going to race pretty fairly today. So, no, they've done a really good job here, the boys, and it's fantastic.
Yep, okay. We've got three really good chances still at your home track meeting. Down to race five, Michael, dyslexic. Geez, it was tough last start.
Yeah, it was really good effort last start. You know, it was only a small field, and Andrew sort of took the bull by the horns and jumped and just put her straight on the bunny, and you know, she really stuck to her guns, and you know, he rode it perfect and just helped her as much as he could and just increased the tempo at the top of the straight. And as I said to him on the day, it's not about winning at the top of the straight, it's about winning at the winning post. So he rode it perfect. It looks a good race again for her, albeit it's a bigger field, but she's done everything right. She's definitely improved, and I can't see why she can't win again.
Drawn a lovely gate, but you don't necessarily have to lead, do you, Michael?
Oh, honestly, Ray, speed maps, I don't look at them. So, you know, as that proved last start, they had her off the speed, which she normally does race. But, you know, when things happen, when gates open, you just sometimes you don't know where you're going to be. But, look, so long as she jumps clean, he puts her in a nice spot. If they run along, she's going to be there somewhere thereabouts and having a lovely run again.
Exactly, yeah. And then down to Montrachet in race six. Michael, I thought her first up run was super. And if you're back to that day, you've got to stay with her today. She looks well placed here.
Yeah, it was a good run first up. She's probably just a little bit keen, a little bit fresh, obviously, first up. But she still hit the line well and probably knocked up the last 100, to be fair, right? At the sort of 200, she was still going to be thereabouts in the finish and just probably knocked up that last little bit. But she's definitely improved. It's a nice race, drawn well. Should have a lovely cruisy run there, and she's going to be right in the finish as well.
Yeah, good point you make, Michael, because it was her first run since April when she ran very well in the Hawkesbury Guineas behind Sambro. Only had that one trial going into her Rose Hill comeback. So fitness-wise, she's got to take good benefit out of that first up run.
Yeah, she has. She's improved, and as I said, it's a nice race today. But look, she's just a filly that's going to keep improving as time goes by. But look, she hasn't done much wrong to date at the moment, and we're pretty happy with her.
Lovely Fastnet Rock mare now. You've only sent her to the races four times. Just the type who's needed a bit of time to develop, Michael?
Oh, most Fastnets need time, Ray. And yeah. Look, most horses in general this day and age need time. But she's a lovely individual. She's an athlete. And as I said, she's going to actually be better probably again in the autumn. But, you know, we're not going to overtax her this time in. And hopefully she's right in the finish today again.
Fair enough. And then down to the last, Reflectivity. I thought his first up run was a real eye-catcher. Unfortunately, though, he's got this awful gate to contend with this afternoon, Michael.
Yeah, it is awkward, barrier 15. But, look, for him, to be fair, it's probably going to play to his advantage because he's got a long run into the first corner. And normally I don't really say this, but, you know, bad barriers you just don't really win from. But, you know, the 1,500, his run first up was good. He's definitely got the ability. You know, as I said, long run into the first corner just takes his time. And, you know, he's an on-speed runner. He does like to be up front. When he gets in behind him, he does sort of lack a little bit of concentration. But, look, how he jumps, how we ride him, but hopefully he rolls forward and he's going to be right there again.
Yep, three really good chances. Stable's been having a terrific run of late, Michael, and hope it continues this afternoon at Rose Hill.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
Good on you, Mike. And I noted a tweet yesterday from Hawks Racing with Esther Jab. I don't know where the horse is, but looked in really good nick.
Yeah, I thought I'd post that out. She looks really, really well, and she's had a good break now. And obviously, the form around is outstanding with the Hood winning a Group 1 and Sunlight winning a Group 1 and Written By in fourth position coming out and winning the races in Melbourne. So, look, she's back in light work and we're pressing towards the autumn, but She looks super. She looks really, really good. As I said, great break, and hopefully we can get her back and so everyone can see her.
Yep, under Hawks Racing on Twitter, you'll be able to see that. Thanks a lot, Mike. Good luck today.
Thanks a lot. Bye.